Well, thank you first, Hélène, for inviting us again to your program and greetings to your audience. My roots are in Bretagne, in Brittany, from my mom's side. My mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother. And actually, I did my family tree and I could go up to 1649 in the village I live now, which is Berrien, which is a village near Huelgoate. So my roots are deeply, you know, from the Finistère, from Berrien, from my mother's side. But I grew up in the suburb of Paris. My mom, she was a nurse and, you know, she had to find a job in the Hôpital de Garches. And so I grew up around Paris and we used to come on holiday here when I was a kid at my grandmother's house in Berrien. So, you know, it's like these old souvenirs, you know, from the child I was. So we were coming here on holiday and then, you know, well, I grew up and I traveled the world and now I'm back. And it's a real blessing to be back because when we talk about roots, you know, I'm thinking about my ancestors, which are so important to me. I have the greatest respect about the people who have lived before us, you know, especially when I think about my family. So these roots, these ancestors are, I feel they're with me still today, you know. My grandmother, she sent me signs, you know. But also when we talk about roots, we're talking about trees. And I have the chance to have inherited a field from my mom. And in that field, there are amazing trees and these trees have roots, you know. So it's all also linked to the nature. So my roots are, yes, from my family and from the nature that I find here and that nourishes me, yeah, that feeds me.
Excellent. So why do you think it's so important to inform other people living here in Brittany, both French, English and other nationalities, of the culture and of the Breton way of life? Why is that so important, do you think, Marie-Laure?
In fact, it is not important really for me to inform. It's not to inform people. It is to find for myself. Really, it's very selfish. It's a need, a deep need. And the more I learn, the more I discover, the more I find that it's really important to go deep backwards and find who were the people who came here, who were the people who lived here. I am very invested in the church and there is a priest, Job Nyrian, who writes a lot about the saints, the Breton saints, but the Irish saints and the Breton migrations to Brittany around the 9th century. And he writes that all the things they are with us. Just I can link to what Pierre has told us. They are with us every day, their lives, and they are kind of around us. Yes, they inspire us. So I have to do a lot of research. I read a lot of history books about all this, and I feel more and more whole the more I read.
So Pierre, would you agree with what Marie-Laure has said, or do you have also some other thoughts about that?
Yes, I relate to what you say, Marie-Laure, and also, I mean, as for me, it's also the fact that this passion I have, you know, in sharing this culture that is important to me, is the very fact that I traveled the world actually for 20 years and I lived in Ireland, I lived in Africa for 8 years, I live in the Caribbean, and it's that very fact that makes me appreciate so much to be back home, you know, and that this culture, to see it with a different eye, a different angle, and to realize how rich it is. But all those troubles I did in the world make me who I am today, and now I love to share, you know, I love to share what I love through my work and through my way of being, and to meet people. So yeah, this is, you know, some people may not, we say that some people may not be interested in this Breton culture. I mean, to me, that's okay. You can't force people if they're not interested. It's a shame, but we're all different, and what can you do? But when you put your heart, you know, in what you say, especially in what you do, and what I love here is this simplicity as much as the richness, how rich this heritage is. So yeah, it's a passion of sharing, yeah, what's all around me, basically.
So could you tell me your current occupation, your job is a guide, I believe? Is that in Wellgood?
Yes, I'm a tour guide. In French is guide conférencier. So I'm a tour guide during the, you know, the summertime, but also I give conferences in a nursing home, yeah, to elderly. I love doing that. Also to schools, but also I'm actually a French teacher to the British community living around here. So I loved, you know, it's nice for me to meet these people from Ireland, from England, from Scotland, because yes, I share with them also what I love about Bretagne. I do them quiz, you know. So I'm happy with what I do because it's, I feel like I am at the right place at the right time.
Excellent. Well, it seems we say in England, or in English rather, that you have many fingers in many pies when you are doing many different jobs, but
yes,
with a common, one common cause.
Yes.
And Marie-Lou, I believe you're involved with choirs and the church.
Yes. In fact, every day I kind of practice my Breton culture in many ways. The language, the dancing, the music, the history, anything, and especially the pardon. And the pardon, there are religious and profane feasts around saints. So we honor the saints of a local chapel, a local church. So it is every day, nearly every day I speak Breton, even if it's only bits of Breton, but every day that I can express this Breton culture. I just would like to underline that I don't really realize, when I put on my Breton costume, it's just like Sunday clothes, and I don't even make the difference between when I put them on or when I have my old joggings on. But it is the in the eyes of the people around me, and they look at me and their smiles, wow, I tell them, oh, this is important. So it is important to them, so it might be important for me as well. And just like Pierre, I traveled a lot at the time. I went to the USSR, I was six, I went to Japan, I went to Hong Kong, so I lived in Morocco, I went to Germany, Yugoslavia, and yes, we have the same in common, that we have been able to see the specificities of all the countries, and so we have been able to see what are our specificities in Brittany.
Well, we've almost actually answered my last question, which is, where did you learn such a competent grasp of English? And the fact that both of you have travelled so wide and far almost explains that. Would you agree with that?
Yes. In fact, Great Britain was my second home as a child. And my very far first memories as a child were when I spent a month at 5 years old in Cambridge, because my father was a researcher, and we had to go to Cambridge during the summer holidays because he was working with one of his colleagues. And at that time, I can still remember, I went to see a Shakespeare play in Stratford-upon-Avon, and I had the deep feeling that I could understand, even if I didn't understand a word. And I think children have that gift, special gift. And so there is no barrier between French and English for me. I can feel with my body, and it has always been a pleasure for me to go to Great Britain, to Wales, to Scotland, any part of England. And I have become used to the sweets, to the cakes, to the biscuits, to, well, I loved it so much that it became natural for me. And my first toys here on the shelves are the first toys. I had only two words of English when I was small, piggy bank, because I had it as a present, and puppet, because I had an old puppet made in England. So yes, they are my best memories as a child.
Excellent. And Pierre, well, you again, you've travelled. I mean, I don't know which country you haven't been to, but was this how you acquired such a competent level of English, of spoken English?
Well, thank you. It's not perfect anyway, but yeah, it's been a while. Actually, I lived in Ireland and in Liberia as well. I worked for humanitarian organizations for years, so I had to interact with English speakers from all around the world, all sorts of accents, you know, Indian, Australian, American. And you know, I feel that French is my mother tongue, yeah, the language of my mother tongue. But I'm used to say that English is the language of my heart. It really is. I mean, when I'm sad, when I pray, when I'm upset, it's funny because English comes first, you know, into my mouth. But also, as well as Marie-Laure does, I learn Breton, and I try to grasp that, you know, challenging language, and I'm happy to do that because it's part of the culture here. But yeah, all in all, it's wonderful to give space, you know, to give space to the local culture and the local from the cultures from abroad. And I think Bretagne is wonderful for that. I really feel it's open, you know, it's open to other people.
Absolutely. Well, thank you both very much for your time and all the fascinating facts that you've come up with today.